Hello, and God bless you. I know that many of you were blessed by my wife.
Yes.
Charismatic witchcraft.
Yes.
It really blessed me and touched my heart when she was making preparations for it. All right. We want to thank God for who he is, the holy existing one. We want to thank him for his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the precious Holy Spirit. We also want to thank Director Merrill for giving us this time to speak. And we thank him for his staff, Sister Patty and Kevin, and other fivefold ministers who were able to come and listen tonight. This teaching that I'm bringing tonight was a result of much prayer and much warfare. I woke up about 3:15 this morning, and I realized that I need to go back over it again. And, you know, that's the time when the Holy Spirit really ministers to you about 3 a.m. in the morning. But so much for that. As I look at America, I see so much. I see our beloved country that I fought for. I see it is as though America is being revisited by ancient spirits. Turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 18. That's the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Let's read verse 18. I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. In verse 18, the Bible says, he is also the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone, in everything and in every respect, might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. Before anything is said today, we want to recognize Jesus Christ as having the preeminent. He is first. And let me say that again. Regardless of what's said today in this teaching, Jesus Christ, we are acknowledging him as first in order, first in rank. He is supreme above anything that's said today. Amen? This month, we are on the Hebrew calendar. We're in the Hebraic month of Tishrei. And Tishrei is the seventh month on the Hebraic calendar. Tishrei runs from September 7th through October 6th, 2021. I just want to give you one significant area of Tishrei before we step into another area, which is our subject. One significant area of Tishrei is you are in a time right now, you are in a season where you must purge yourself from bitterness. You must purge yourself from bitterness against people, yourself, or against the Lord because of COVID-19. Many people that we are running into in conversation are angry and bitter at the Lord about COVID-19. What are some of the effects of a bitter, angry heart or a bitter, angry people? Some of the effects of bitterness can be a chemical imbalance. Some of the effects of bitterness can be high blood pressure, hormonal disorders, thyroid and other glands. Also, even bone health. If you look at Psalm chapter 32, verse 3, that's Psalm chapter 32, verse 3, it says, when I kept silence before I confessed, my bones wasted away.
My God.
Through my groaning all the day long. So if you're in bitterness, it can affect your immune system, and it can also affect your bones. And if it can affect your bones, it can affect your bone marrow and cause bone cancer. So in Tishrei, we're in a season where you must ask the Holy Spirit, is there bitterness towards anybody, any people, yourself, or even against the Lord? Now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, that's Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, and I'm coming from the Amplified Bible. Exercise foresight and be on the watch to look after one another, to see that no one falls back from and fails to secure God's grace, his unmerited favor and spiritual blessing, in order that no root of resentment, look at there, no root of resentment rancor, bitterness, or hatred shoots forth and causes trouble and bitter torment. And many be contaminated and defiled by it. In order to receive the blessing of the Lord in this month of Tishrei, we need to ask the Holy Spirit, show me if there's hidden bitterness in my life. Because that hidden bitterness can affect the body. Amen? Give Jesus a praise for me, please. Give him a hand praise. Jesus Christ. That's right. All right. All right. We're going to use as our subject a German theologian. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I'm going to spell it for you. Dietrich is spelled D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. And his last name is Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer is spelled B-O-N-H-O-E-F-F-E-R. Once again, B-O-N-H-O-E-F-F-E-R. Who was Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Well, he was a German theologian. He was a pastor. He was a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was a scholar who wrote many books, and even today, many of his writings are classics. They are theological classics. And I have one of his books, and the name of that book is called Strange Glory. Strange Glory. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he opposed, he lived in the time of Adolf Hitler, Nazi Germany, the Third Reich. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he opposed National Socialism. And we can see the tentacles of Marxism and socialism infiltrating into America even at this time. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was moved by the concept that the church should be involved in social justice and provide protection for the oppressed or the hurting people. Now, Dietrich Bonhoeffer lived in, he was born February 4th, 1906, and he was executed by hanging April 9th, 1945. We're going to get more into Dietrich Bonhoeffer, pastor, a theologian, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, during the time of Adolf Hitler, he was an enemy of the state. He was spied on and he was tracked as a minister of the gospel. He was known for his strong, active resistance against the Third Reich. He was known for his resistance against the Nazi dictatorship under Hitler's satanic occultic leadership. He was known for his vocal resistance and opposition against the hospital death camps that were in Nazi Germany, the mass extermination, and the depopulation of the Jewish people. He was a voice. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was a voice of resistance against Hitler's program of euthanasia. And by being a voice of resistance, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was fearless and not silent. We're living in a time as believers where the righteous should be what? Bold as a lion. Where the righteous should be what? Fearless and not silent. We're living in a time of the lion's roar, that the righteous should be what? Bold as a lion. So, he was a voice of resistance. He was a voice of opposition against Hitler's satanic occult leadership and against the hospital death camps and against mass extermination and depopulation of the Jewish people. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a voice of resistance against euthanasia programs during the time of Nazi Germany. Now, what was euthanasia programs? Well, the Greek word euthanatos, there's a Greek word called euthanatos. It means easy death or a good death. It means either death or a good death that was terminated by a physician. And this is still in the time of Nazi Germany. At that time, he was a voice of opposition. He was a voice of resistance. In Nazi Germany, there was medicalized, or they were doing medicalized mass murder. Men, women, children, the disabled, the elderly, the medical profession was involved in mass extermination and mass murder of the populace. Keep in mind in your heart, he was a pastor. He was a theologian. He was a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was fearless, but not silent. He was a man that will stand up for what is right. I'm appalled since COVID-19 that many ministries that I know of and the leaders of those ministries have gotten into the silent mode or the code of silence. And I'm appalled of the fact that many are making money behind the jab. I'm appalled at the fact also that many churches are afraid to speak out. We have to come to a time in our hearts when no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We need to come to a time in our life, the angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear him. We need to come to a time in our life. If God be for us, who can be against us? Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was fearless. He had no man fear. If a believer has man fear, then guess what? You're not going to make it in ministry. He had no man fear. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he feared God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. That's the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare, a trap. But whosoever leans on, trusts in, and puts his confidence in the Lord is safe. As a believer, we're supposed to trust God, rely on God, put our confidence in God, and he will keep us safe, and we are not to have man fear. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. That's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. The Bible says, so we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with what alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified what a man can do to me. Many believers have man fear. Many believers have fear of death and fear of dying. I remember one of the Win Worley, Pastor Win Worley tapes that I had, and the demons were manifesting and said, Worley, we're going to destroy you. We're going to send for a world torturer to just torture you, Worley. And when Worley said back, good, I'll be with Jesus. That's the mindset that we should have. Turn in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 8. In the Amplified Bible, it says, but as for the cowards and the fearful. Now here's Jesus Christ himself naming the fearful. But as for the cowards and the fearful and the unbelievers and the contemptible and the cravenly lacking in courage and the cowardly submissive, and as for the unbelieving, faithless, and as for the depraved and defiled with abominations, as for murderers and as for lewd and adulterous and the practicers of magic, acts and the idolaters and those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, and all liars and those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all of these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire and brimstone, and this is the second death. And notice that Jesus Christ himself even named the fearful. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, theologian, and many of his classics are being held by Bible scholars today. He was a voice of opposition, a voice of resistance against Hitler's genocidal murder purposes. Now, what is the definition of genocide? Genocide is the deliberate, systematic destruction of a race of people, whether by mass extermination or by mass depopulation. That's what genocide is. It's a systematic destruction of a race or a group of people. Does genocide exist today? Last time I read the Word of God, it said there's nothing new under the sun. There's a famous quote by an outstanding man of God. He said, evil prospers because good men do nothing. Evil prospers because good men are silent. Evil prospers because good men will not take notice. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, minister of the gospel, a voice of resistance to the medical death camps and the concentration camps where there were Nazi human experiments and medical experiments in 1940s on prisoners and on children. Minister Williams, where are you going with this? Here's where I'm going. He was a voice of resistance. He was a voice of opposition against the lethal injections. Do your research. The German National Social regime aligned with the pharmaceutical industries. For medical and pharmacological research, and there were blatant criminal activities via in the name of medical science. I love the scripture that says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, and I know it by heart. It says, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. The Greek word dokimazo, it means he that is born again will test everything, will examine everything, will discern everything. He that is born again will, guess what? Prove everything. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8 of the Amplified. That's Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8. The Bible says, open your mouth for the dumb. Oh, my God, I felt a stirring in my heart right then, in my spirit. Open your mouth for the dumb, those unable to speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are left desolate and defenseless. Now, the Hebrew word for dumb is elami. Elami, it means open your mouth as a believer for the dumb, for the mute, and for the silent, who do not have a voice for themselves. In the New King James Version, it says, open your mouth for the speechless and the cause of all appointed to die. We need to read that again. New King James Version, open your mouth for the speechless and the cause of all that are what? Appointed to die. Open your mouth. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9 of the Amplified. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 9 says, open your mouth. Judge righteously and administer justice for the poor and for the needy. In the complete Jewish Bible, it says these words. Speak up. Judge righteously. Defend the cause of the poor and the needy. It's time to open your mouth, followers of Jesus Christ. It's time to open your mouth and not be silent. As my wife said earlier, it's time for you to manifest the gift of the discerning of spirits. It's time to test everything. It's time to examine everything. It's time to discern everything. It's time to approve everything. Not only do we need followers of Jesus Christ first, but we need modern day Dietrich Bonhoeffers, voice of opposition, who have a voice of resistance, and they're not afraid when they see something's wrong, or they feel in their spirit that something is wrong. The 17th letter on the Hebrew alphabet is called pay, P-E-Y, pay. And what pay means on the Hebrew alphabet, it looks like a mouth on the Hebrew letter. It looks like a mouth. We are in the decade. A decade is 10 years. We are in the decade of the mouth. That's the time period that we're also in, the decade of the mouth, against sin and injustice. When a pastor says, I have to tell people to come to my church to get the jab, I can make extra money. Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, that's right.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer. If he was alive today, he would be a voice of opposition against the plandemic or the scamdemic or the demic-demic. It's going to be hard for some of the saints who are listening to me, but I want you to hear this. The New York Times Magazine, September 21st, 1986, this is what they said. Auschwitz, a German Nazi concentration camp or extermination center, was just one of over 40 death camps in Nazi Germany. And the article reads, and listen to this closely, many of the concentration camps had established a policy of direct medical killings, arranged with medical channels by means of medical decisions, and carried out by doctors and their medical assistants. There are some good doctors out here, good physicians. There are some who love the Lord. Then there are others, as believers, we must stand on 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, and discern. Discern the times that we're living in. Discern. Jeremiah chapter 1, God asked the prophet Jeremiah, what do you see? The prophet said, I see an almond tree. God says, thou seest well. God is concerned about your perception. God is concerned about your spiritual insight. God is concerned about how you see things. Then that article goes on to say there were hospital death camps that the Nazis secretly interacted with. And when I think of hospital death camps, the word of God comes to me about medical tyranny today. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Here's what the Bible says. The thing that has been, it is what will be again. My God from Zion. The thing that has been, I feel the Holy Spirit. The thing that has been is what will be again, and that which has been done is that which be done again. Hold it, say, hold it. God's word is forever established in heaven. God's word is 100% active and alive. The thing that has been, it is what will be again. And that which has been done is that which be done again. And there is nothing new under the sun, even medical tyranny.
That's right. Nothing new.
In the Berean Study Bible, it says, what has been will be again. The Bible is not a lie, saints. The Bible is forever settled in heaven. What has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
Always being revisited in our beloved nation that we love, America, by ancient demonic entities. Not from Nazi Germany, even from the hospital death camps. Are we being revisited? This is the question that stands before us. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 10. The Bible says, is there a thing of which it may be said, see, this is new. It has already been. In the vast ages of time, recorded or unrecorded, which were before us. In the New Living Translation Bible, it says, sometimes people say, here is something new. But actually, it is old. Nothing is ever truly new. This is the Bible.
Yeah.
This is the Bible. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle, listen, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, contending with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, rulers with unlimited powers, unfair and cruel, against the powers, against master spirits, who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness and heavenly supernatural sphere. There's a question here. Are we witnessing a return of ancient demonic spirits from Nazi Germany? Are we witnessing a return? Somebody may not agree with me, but I have to obey the Lord.
Yes.
My own definition of what I'm seeing is, a plandemic, is a scamdemic, or is it a demic? In the Jewish, listen, in the Jewish Virtual Library, there were hospitals in Auschwitz. Auschwitz were the death camps, the concentration camps, where the Nazi physicians carried out medical and pharmacological experiments that led to the death of prisoners. Are we seeing this manifestation in our time? When every family that I talk to, I'm hearing a spirit of death have left that house. And I'm looking at Mystery Babylon, the churches in America, and all I'm seeing is a code of silence.
That's
no
right.
Opposition, no resistance, no questioning being asked.
That's right. Yes.
When Warren was right when he wrote the book, Doctors, Demons, and Medicines. By no means am I bashing doctors, because there are some God-fearing doctors and nurses. God bless them. But there are others who need to be discerned. When Worley, he wrote his book, Doctors, Demons, and Medicine, is the enemy setting up strongholds in the hospitals? Is the enemy setting up strongholds in many of the medical professions? Some of the things I'm about to say, if you get upset with me, pray for me, please. When you go home tonight, lift me up before the Lord. If I'm out of the will and purposes of God, may God have mercy on my soul. Listen to this. September 4th, 2021, here's an article. The article reads, are hospitals across America, have they become death camps? Has the globalist war upon humanity gets kicked in high gear? Article in 2013, Health Impact News, had a story claiming that hospitals are the third leading causes of deaths in America. Brightyon.com did an article. They did a situation update on August 30th, 2021. Say, have United States hospitals become murder factories? There's some voices out here. There are other voices out here. Health Impact News, Brian Shivy reports, that our hospitals are the number one causes of death in America. Is that true? A video by Dr. Amanda Vollmer that lays out a very chilling report of mass murder by doctors in so many hospitals. Look here, Health Impact News article, a video by Brian McGuire, a board certified occupational therapist, said, you have always risked your life in recent years when going to a hospital, but now we are under a satanic spell of COVID that's deceiving the world. Hospitals are the number one cause of death and should be renamed killing centers and euthanasia centers because they do not make much money for curing people, but there are trillions of dollars are being set aside for COVID treatment, which include the vaccine. These places make tons of money for treating COVID patients, including putting them on ventilators, which have a very low survival rate. Listen to this. Natural News, Mac Adams, said that hospitals have been transformed into murder factories where people are falsely diagnosed with COVID fraudulent PCR test, put on a miscalculated, made in China ventilator. Made in China ventilator that blow out their lungs. Safe measures like ivermectin and zinc and D are prohibited by many hospitals.
Sure.
One of the major systems, of course, is the shot, called the vax or called the jab. If the question is it a bioweapon? Dietrich Bonhoeffer. If he was alive today, he would notice a sinister parallel between Nazi Germany and America today, with the New World Order Antichrist beast system of Revelation chapter 13 in full swing. Now listen to this. In Nazi Germany, the healthcare system was taken over by the government. Sounds familiar? In Nazi Germany, the government issued gun control legislation plan. In America, there's a plan to suspend the Second Amendment. Sounds familiar? In Nazi Germany, Hitler raised taxes intentionally in order to pay for social programs. Sound familiar? Under Hitler, abortion was made safe and legal. Sounds like the battle on the way in Texas. Yeah. Hitler's paranoia was standard procedure. Everybody was tracked, labeled, and spied on as an enemy of the state. Sound familiar? Nazi Germany, the prisons were packed. In America, America has the highest incarceration in the world. Sounds familiar? Hitler's society became highly militarized. Is America a militaristic state? Hitler nationalized education and kicked God out of the school system.
Yeah.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a voice of resistance. He was a voice of opposition to Nazi Germany's Third Reich. He was a trumpet voice to the medical crimes of the medical profession. Against the fatal experiments, big pharma, legal murder, and other criminal activities. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, again, was an anti-Nazi dissident. He went against everything that they stood for because he said that they did not line up with God's word. In April 1943, he was imprisoned by the Gestapo, Germans, police. He was accused of being associated with a July 20th plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler. He was tried with others that were also accused to be part of the plot. He was hanged on April 9th, 1945, as the Nazi regime was collapsing. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. In Amos chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "The lion has roared. Who will not fear? Who will not fear? The lion has spoken. Who can but prophesy?" The Greek word for prophesy is prophetio. Who can but what? Teach. You can teach with the roar of a lion. You can teach with the lion's roar. God is raising up believers who have the lion's roar. They're fearless. They're speaking against opposition. They're coming against resistance. It's time for you to open your mouth against injustice. Final conclusion. Looks like some quiet people are here. Final conclusion. Here's the final conclusion. Joseph Mengele, who was he? He was known as the Angel of Death. He was a German SS officer, and he was a physician. And he committed deep medical experiments on Jewish prisoners because many, sometimes without questioning its effect, follow the medical profession to disaster. I want to end this with Psalms 91.
Yeah.
I want to end this by reading Psalms 91. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on him I lean and rely, and in him confidently I trust. For then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinions, and on his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots, the slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be yourself, inacceptable in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent, for he will give his angels special charge over you to accompany and to defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, my love, my kindness, my trust, and relies on me, knowing that I will never forsake him. No, never, ever. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life would I satisfy him. With long life would I satisfy him. Amen. Yeah. All right. Yeah, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, theologian, Bible scholar, a voice of resistance, a voice of opposition. He refused to be silent. I want we get ready to, if you were blessed by that, give Jesus Christ the praise.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And praise the Lord.
Good thank word. Jesus. Good word.
Yes. Let's step right into deliverance. Thank you. Let's step right into deliverance. I want everybody to repeat after me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In
the mighty name of Jesus.
I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
That I will not die before my time.
That I will not die before my time.
I shall live long.
I shall live long.
And declare the works of the Lord.
And declare the works of the Lord.
According to the fullness of my time.
According to the fullness of my time.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Any sickness.
Any sickness.
Or pestilence.
Pestilence.
That leads to the graveyard.
That leads to the graveyard.
And not pass through me or my family.
And not pass through me or my family.
Any sickness.
Any sickness.
That wastes family resources.
That wastes family resources.
And lifetime savings.
And lifetime savings.
Is brought low.
Is brought low.
Is brought low.
Is brought low.
To submit to the healing power of the blood of Jesus.
To submit to the healing power of the blood of Jesus.
And now I declare.
And now I declare.
Any hidden sickness.
Hidden sickness.
In my bones.
In my bone.
My marrow.
My marrow.
My veins.
My veins.
My organs.
Organs.
And my blood.
My blood.
Be washed away.
Be washed away.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I agree with the scriptures.
I agree with the scriptures.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
We are healed.
We are healed.
So do I declare.
Those whom I declare.
I decree my healing today.
My healing today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right, let's move on. Anybody living or dead, let's pray. Anybody living or dead who have hurt, wounded, abused you, you're going to have to forgive at this time.
Yeah.
I want you to take time and ask the Holy Spirit to help you shine a light upon your heart. Anybody living or dead, you holding any bitterness or unforgiveness or resentment towards, we're going to have to forgive before we go forth in this deliverance. Whether spouse, ex-spouse, whether husband, whether wife, whether family, whether aunts, uncle, next of kin, employers, in the ecclesia, whether the leadership, fivefold ministers, congregants in the congregation, ask the Holy Spirit, shine a light upon your heart, and begin to purge bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness. And I'm going to give you a few moments.
Amen. 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 Yes. Okay. We bind the powers that's working in the air right now in Jesus' name, that's operating in the air. We take authority over right now in Jesus Christ's name. We ask the Holy Spirit to loose angelic angels to come and bear and war with us tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Now I take authority right now over every charismatic witchcraft that has been operating in God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the lying spirit that operates with this spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against slander, gossip. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All lies and gossip and slandering spirits that connects itself with charismatic witchcraft, I command you to go now and loose God's people now. I come against strong deception. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name, where you have had strong deception operating over you because of charismatic witchcraft. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against accusations. Come out now. Come on, all accusations where you've been lied on. They told stories about you. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I take authority over this spirit and I command this spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus' name. I come against the foolish talking foolish talk. Come out now in Jesus' name. I come against those spirits that release curses over your ministry, that it would not rise up to nothing. It would not come into alignment. You would never have no people. This church would never operate. I come against those spirits. I break your powers and I command those spirits to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Loose now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against those spirits that speak lies about the ministry, that goes around and talking all type of foolish talk. I come against those spirits. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go. I come against hurt from those spirits where you've been talked about. Come out now. Come on, move it now in Jesus' name. I command those spirits to go now and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. You've been talked about. You put up a good face. No one knows the pain that you feel. You put on a good front. You put on the smiles, but you're hurting inside where you've been accused of lying and deceitful. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the flattering spirit where they flatter you with their tongues, but they don't mean what they say. I come against the flattering spirit now that connects itself with charismatic witchcraft. Come out now. Come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out hurt, deep hurt. Hurt by members. Come on out of there. Come on. Hurt by members. They hurt me. They use me. They say that they will be with me to the end and they lie. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command those spirits to go. Come on. All leaders that has been hurt by this spirit, I command this spirit to go and loose you now so you can be able to function what God has called you in to function. And I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, I come against false prophecy now in Jesus' name. Come out now. False prophecy. Now you don't believe what no prophet said. Come out now. The lies of the prophet. I command them spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the infirmity spirits that connect itself with charismatic witchcraft where mind control has taken over you. Come out now. The lies of the enemy. Come out now that you will never amount up to anything. Come out now. All the infirmity spirits come up out of the lungs. Come on. Out of the pancreas, out of the kidney. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of the lungs. All mind control spirit headaches come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Head pain, come out. Neck pain, come out. out in Jesus Christ's name. Neck pain, back pain, L2, L3, S4, S3, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against sciatic nerve. A lot of people have been coming down with sciatic nerve. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command them spirits to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I pull those daggers out of your back now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command them spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come out of the back. Come on. I pull those daggers out of the back now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come on. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against eye problems, dry eyes. Come out now. Come out, dry eyes, can't see, eye pain. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to the corner. I command them spirits to come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of the eyes, dry eyes. Come on, watery eyes, no tears. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose you now. I come against blindness of the eyes. Come out now, blindness of the eyes, of high blood pressure and diabetes. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I speak to that spirit now and I command them spirits to come out of the eyes now in Jesus Christ's name. Arthritis, I speak to you now. I speak to the bones, the nervous system. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. The muscles, the bones. I command those spirits to come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. Neuropathy from diabetes. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, arthritis, come out now. Arthritis in the shoulders, in the neck, in the back. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command those spirits to go now and loose you now. I speak to cancer now in the name of Jesus that has taken over. And I command that spirit to go. We call it back now in Jesus Christ's name for you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Cancer of the lungs, cancer of the pancreas. Come out now. Move now in Jesus' name. Cancer of the eyes. Come on, cancer. Come on. Cancer of the ears. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go now. Bone cancer. Come out of the bones now. I command that cancer to go. Cancer of the sinus cavities. Come out of there. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. We come against right now the spirit of COVID-19 that has come upon this earth. That has attacked God's people in the lungs. I come against the lung problems now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command the spirit right now of lung cancer, lungs from COVID-19 to go and loose God's people. Clear up them lungs now in Jesus' name. I speak to the lungs that they will be clear in the name of Jesus. You will breathe properly in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to weakness. You got weakness of the bones. Come out now. Weakness of the bones. Come out now in Jesus' name. I speak to all pressure and depression where you've been depressed about what's going on in this world. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command them spirits to go and loose you now. Come out depression. Come out oppression. Come out of God's people now. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. We command you to go and loose them now. I speak against heaviness, your spirit of heaviness. You've been heavy. You're not able to move like you want to. You get up in the morning, you're tired, you're fatigued. I speak to that spirit of fatigue now, and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I speak to the suicidal spirit, where mind controls spirits, where the enemy has spoken lies to you. I speak to that spirit now, and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I speak to the spirit of despair, and I command you to go and loose them now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak to the loneliness spirit, where you've been lonely since all this been going on, the COVID-19, where you've been in hibernation, in captivity. I speak to the loneliness spirit now, and I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people, loneliness. You're not lonely. Come out now. Those are lies of the enemy. And I break your powers and I command that spirit to go. I speak to the spirit called fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. I command the spirit of fear to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there, fear. Come out of the lungs, the esophagus. Come out now. Come out of the tongue. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command them spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak to the spirit called sadness. Come out, sadness. You are sad about this. Come out now. I command that spirit to go and loose you now. Come on, God wants you to be happy and joyful. I speak to that spirit called sadness, and I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, Holy Spirit, I speak to the broken heart. There were some broken hearts out there where I had talked about the charismatic witchcraft. You have been hurt. You have been scorned. You have been abused. You have been talked about. I speak to that broken heart where you have had a broken heart. You've been carrying this thing for day after day, weeks after weeks, months after months, and year after year. I speak to the broken heart, and I command that heart to be repaired now in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask the Holy Spirit to come into their heart and be Lord. Take out the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh. I speak to the heart now in Jesus Christ's name, in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against insomnia. You're not able to sleep at night. You get up at 1 o'clock. You get up at 2 o'clock. You get up at 3 o'clock. There's no rest, no peace. I speak to insomnia right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. I speak to sorrow and grief spirit. Sorrow and grief spirit. Some of you have lost loved ones during this COVID-19 and friends and families. I speak to the sorrow and grief spirit, and I command that spirit to come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, sorrow and grief. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name.
In Leviticus chapter 28, the Bible says when the land is defiled, it will vomit up the inhabitants. You are the land. And if there's any defilement, the Holy Spirit is going to call the defilement to vomit up. All right. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Isaiah 4:4, I loose the spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of burning. I loose the spirit of burning, which is the Holy Spirit. All right. All blood impurities in your bloodstream, all impurities in your bloodstream from intravenous injections, I command it to come out of you now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of the people now. Out. Blood impurities. Come on. Blood impurities from intravenous injections that are causing contamination in your bloodstream. Come out of the people now. Come on. Out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. I come against back pain. Back pain, the result of self-bitterness. I come against back pain, the result of self-bitterness, unresolved issues with your parents, with your mother, with your father, with your sisters or your brothers that's causing that back pain. I come against that and command the spirit of back pain. I break the curse of back pain and command those spirits to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of there now. All back pain. Come on, whether it's kundalini, whether it's injury, come out of the back now in Jesus Christ's name. Whether Agent Orange from the Vietnam War is eating away at your bones, I command the impurities to come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all back problems connected with fear and stress and anxiety, come out now in Jesus' name. When the land is defiled, the land will vomit up out the inhabitants. And I command those evil entities to come vomit out of you now. Come on, out. Come on, out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go. Bladder problems. Bladder problems. Excessive urination. Come on, out of the people now because of fear, because of stress, and because of anxiety. Come on, out of the people now. Bladder problems. Excessive urination because of fear, because of stress. Bloating stomach. While your stomach is bloating, self-bitterness, self-hatred, an inherited curse, I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, out of the people now in Jesus' name. Again, blood diseases. I command blood kidney destroyer, kidney destroyer, generational familiar spirits that affect the blood. Come on, out of the people now. Go, go. I want everybody to take a deep breath one time and breathe them out of there. Come on, take a deep breath, everybody. Come on. Come on, out of there now. Out of the kidney destroyer. Come on. Insulin stoppers. Come on. Come on. Insulin stoppers. Kidney destroyer. Come on. Go. Come on. Out of the people now. Go with Jesus Christ for Savior. Come on. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. I come against high blood pressure. High blood pressure is connected with fear and stress and anxiety. Yeah. High blood pressure is connected with anger and rage and temper tantrum. I come against anger. I come against rage. I come against temper tantrum. I command you, come on, high blood pressure. Go, go in Jesus' name. I break all inherited curses of high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. Low blood sugar, hypoglycemia, hypoglycemia. Come on, out of the people now. Hypoglycemia, go, go, hypoglycemia, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Problems in the bowels. Bowels, problems in the bowels. God struck the king in the bowels because of his rebellion. Come on, I command, come on, I come on, rebellion, out of the bowels, come on, out of the bowels, come on. When the land is defiled, God will, when the land is defiled, it will vomit up the inhabitants. Come on, out of there now, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against breast cancer, deep-rooted bitterness, resentment with your mother or with your sisters. Breast cancer, deep-rooted bitterness with your mother or with your sisters. Come on, breast cancer. I come against breast tumors. Dissolve. Dissolve right now. Dissolve right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against breast cysts. All these cysts in the breast. Come on, self-rejection by mother, self-hatred, self-bitterness, unresolved bitterness, any conflict with a female in your house. And I would come against right now sex during menstrual cycle. Go. I break that curse off of you. Sex during the menstrual cycle. Go. Go. Come on. Out of the people now. The Bible says in Leviticus 18:28, when the land is defiled, it will vomit up the inhabitants. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. Isaiah 4:4, I loose the spirit of burning against the enemy, and I command civil war in the enemy's camp. Come on. Out of the people now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Bulimia. Bulimia with self-hatred. Bursitis, go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against cancer spirits. Come on, fear of death, fear of dying by cancer. Come on, all the cancer spirits, line up, rank and file. Come on, come on, cancer. Breast cancer, come on, cancer of the womb. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, throat cancer, go, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, cancer of the stomach, cancer of the intestines. Come on, out of there now. I command these demons to come out of hiding in your body organs in Jesus' name. All right. Now here's the big one in the United States, colon cancer. Colon cancer is connected with bitterness and slander. Come on, colon cancer, bitterness and slander. Come on, colon cancer, go. Go, go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against colon cancer in the name of Jesus. Ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer. Here's another large one in America. Pancreatic cancer, go. Okay, okay, come on, breathe them out. Let them go. Go, go, go where Jesus Christ will send you. Go. Prostate cancer in men. A lot of men in America, guilt, self-hatred, self-bitterness, self-conflict with your male identity. I come against prostate cancer. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Go, throat cancer, skin cancer. Go, go, uterine cancer. Go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now in the name of Jesus, high cholesterol. High cholesterol. Go in the name of Jesus. I'm sensing there's a lady out. Two females out here, depression. I come against the spirit of depression right now. No hope, loss of hope, no vision. I come even to the point of committing suicide. I come against those spirits now. Go, 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 go. Come out of the people now. Come on, depression, go. Go in Jesus' name. Suicide, loss of hope, no vision. Come on, go, go. Heaviness, heaviness, being weighed down, being burdened down. I come against the spirit of chronic pain, pain in the arms. Pain in the shoulder, pain in the throat, pain in the back. Come on, pain in the spine. Go, go. Pain in the thigh, pain in the leg. All the pain spirits. Come on. Self-rejection, self-hatred behind that pain. Come on. Worry, worry, worry. Come on. Been worried, worry, worry. Go in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Cirrhosis of the liver. I break all curses of cirrhosis of the liver. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. 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 All right. All right. Father God, we thank you, God. Thank you for liberation. We thank you for deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
I just want to say one thing before my husband get ready to, say something else. When he was going through deliverance with you all, the Holy Spirit spoke to me specifically about pastors. If you're a pastor in leadership out here and you have used charismatic witchcraft in your ministry, this is between you and the Holy Spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Between you and the Holy Spirit, you ask him to forgive you. When you ask him to forgive you and you repent sincerely with the whole heart and soul, you're going to see your ministry begin to grow. Because there's some things that you have not repented for and you need to repent for. If you manipulate God's people in any way to get your ministry, to try to build it to a mega ministry or any charismatic witchcraft that you use, if you begin to go to the Holy Spirit and ask him to forgive you sincerely with your whole heart and soul, you'll begin to see that ministry begin to move in signs and wonders and power, and you'll begin to see people come to the ministry. Things will begin to pour out in the ministry. God wants you to say no to charismatic witchcraft and yes to his way. And when you begin to come into alignment with that, then you're going to see a change in your ministry, says the Lord.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Okay, and as many of you know, witchcraft is a manipulation, domination, as well as control. Is that right? You know, there's a lot of leadership witchcraft. There's a lot of pastoral witchcraft that we see even in the land. Okay, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, your word tells us in Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, Father, we loose peace. Lord, we loose adoption, mm-hmm. Lord. And Father, we pray, Father, that in the name of Jesus, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be loosed.
Yes.
They will come out of dormancy. They will be loosed even into their lives.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We lose the joy of the Lord. We lose the love of the Father through Jesus Christ. We lose the peace of the Lord, Father. We lose that into the people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just bind any backlash, any demonic attacks from hearing the word of the Lord, because your word says that when the seed is sown, the fowls of the air come immediately to steal the seed. That those demonic birds are going to come immediately to try to steal the word when they exit the Zoom. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we just bind any backlash in their vehicles and their finances and their homes, even among their person as they go forth, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Now, Father, we also pray that the blood of Jesus Christ will cover them and shield them and protect them in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, once again, we even pray, Father, that, Lord, that you will give them an understanding of dreams and visions, that they will begin to learn to hear the voice of God. They will hear God's voice in dreams and visions and revelations. They will receive direction. They receive destiny. They receive purpose. They receive warnings. And we ask you, Father, Lord, in ending, that, Lord, that you will visit your people, Lord. Lord, you will visit them and you will speak to them, even during the daytime when they're so scurry and so in business, they don't have time to hear the voice of the Lord. Visit them when their spirit man is resting on that bed and they're asleep at night, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit begin to visit and minister their hearts and their minds in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you. And I'm getting ready. I just want to first thank Dr. Merrill again. And we pray that you all were blessed by what you heard.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Amen. And we're going to turn the remainder over to Dr. Merrill. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gene and Kerna. It was a great word tonight. The word that we needed. Strength. And prayer that you have given us and hope that the Lord is our champion.
Yes, yes.
Who do we fear? If the Lord is with us, who can be against us?
Amen.
We go forward, not backwards. When David picked up 5 stones and he challenged Goliath, he did not take a step backwards. He took a step forward and ran to the enemy.
That's right.
He did not back down, but he ran to him.
Yes.
And that's who we are. We run at the enemy and we take him down.
No.
We only need 1 stone, and that stone is the name of Jesus, who goes before us, who guides us, who teaches us, who tells us the way to go. And yes, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus. Bless all of you tonight. Rest. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. And Pastor Deborah will be speaking.
Yes.
Bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
Bless you all. We love you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.